News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A top Trump surrogate says the news media are giving Kamala Harris a pass when it comes to her policy plans. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy says the vice president has offered few details about her agenda, and he blames the media for not giving enough coverage to what he calls Harris's policy deficits. He says the Democratic National Convention featured Hollywood stars and popular singers, but didn't tell the country what Harris stands for. Ramaswamy spoke at a Trump campaign news conference not far from the DNC venue. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
With less than 80 days to the November general election, Democrats and Republicans are gearing up for more intense campaigning as they seek to dominate not only the White House, but also both chambers of Congress. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
All races are expected to be tight, and that's why House Speaker Mike Johnson wasted no time in heading to Las Cruces, New Mexico, to endorse former Congresswoman Yvette Harrell, a Republican from the state's 2nd Congressional District. Harrell, a Cherokee woman and the first Republican Native woman elected to Congress, is challenging Democratic Representative Gabe Vasquez, to whom she lost 2 years ago after the Democratic-controlled state legislature withdrew her district all the way back to Albuquerque. Some of the most favorable polls for Republicans had the GOP 2 seats short of the 218 districts needed to control the House, according to Border Report. Nevertheless, this hasn't stopped some GOP members, including Harrell, from remaining optimistic ahead of November. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says a cooling labor market means it may be time to cut its key interest rate.
The unemployment rate began to rise over a year ago and is now at 4.3%. Still low by historical standards, but almost a full percentage point above its level in early 2023.
With inflation slowing, the Fed is widely expected to announce at least a moderate quarter point cut next month. This is SRN News. If you'd like to work for the Harris campaign, you have some choices to make.
People applying to the Democratic presidential nominee's website are asked to select a preferred pronoun, and they're offered 9 options. He and she are available, but you might also select Z, here, or who. In fact, it's not immediately clear what some of these words or non-words actually mean. Those who want to work for the Harris campaign also have the option of writing in a pronoun of their own creation separate from all those others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The families of 2 transgender teens in New Hampshire have filed a lawsuit challenging a new state law that bans them from playing on girls' sports teams at their public high schools. The lawsuit says the 2 boys who are living as girls have been accepted by parents, peers, teammates, and coaches. Legal battles over males playing against females in school sports are cropping up more often. A challenge to Connecticut's policy allowing boys to play on girls' teams is on its way through the courts. This is SRN News. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on new concerns over privacy issues when wearable cooling gear is being used by outdoor workers.
More and more companies are exploring the use of wearable technology to help keep workers cool on sweltering days. But there are questions about how the biometric data could be used. The Laborers' Health and Safety Fund of North America is among the groups raising questions about the data that comes from cooling technology for workers. A lawyer with the Electronic Frontier Foundation says this can be a privacy issue, noting that employers could possibly use the information to kick an employee off their insurance plan or even fire them. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Biden administration says next month it will relaunch a program for every American to order free COVID-19 tests through the mail. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.